Broadcasting from Florida Tech, this is WFIT Melbourne, 89.5 FM. Welcome to Soundwaves today, and we have some very special guests in the studio today. Don Soledad. So we have Don Soledad playing guitar and Kevin Kornecki playing the... Now, what do you call that again?
It's the cajon, which is basically a Peruvian box instrument.
So he's literally sitting on a box.
Yeah, it's a Peruvian instrument, and it has basically it's a box drum you sit on, and it has guitar strings inside that give it that snare, that kind of snare drum sound. Yeah, give it a,
Yeah. Now it sounds great. Now you guys have just released a new CD, Soluna.
Yeah, Soluna. Yeah,
right.
Released December 2012, right in time for the holidays. And it's more of a, I mean, compared to my first album, it's more of a as traditional and modern music, you know, traditional meaning traditional flamenco. I work with Kevin's brother, actually. He's a composer, a chamber orchestra composer, and he does also synthesizer. And he added, you know, most of that on the album. So,
right. Yeah. Well, can you play a cut from that?
We'll play the first track, Intramuros, which is dedicated to a Spanish fort where I grew up. Well, I was about second grade or so in the Philippines. I went to a Catholic school, and there's this Spanish fort, you know, where I would play it after school. It's a playground, and kind of what I wrote it for. So
really,
yeah.
Well, live and on the radio here, the Don Soledad Group. Don Soledad, live on the radio with Kevin Kornecki, playing the box here, live in the studio here. Now it sounds great. How do you like our new studios?
Oh, it's awesome. It's so high-tech, you know, so beautiful.
I got to say, it sounds really good in here, and it sounded really nice.
That's what we like as musicians.
Now, it's just the two of you today, right? Mm-hmm. But when you perform on Sunday, you'll have your full band, right?
Yeah, we're going to have a quartet, actually, on Sunday, and we're going to have two percussionists. On the Latin percussion, we're going to have Raymond Santana playing like congas and bongos. And on the bass, we're going to have John Warshalik on the bass, and then Kevin as well. So we're going to have a little quartet.
Now, you're originally from California, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah. I'm from San Francisco Bay Area.
Really? You were exposed to different types of music?
Yeah, definitely. Growing up there, you know, having downtown San Francisco close by, you know, having the jazz scene and the world music scene and everything, that kind of influenced me. Brazilian guitar, you know, bossa nova and things like that. So I try to put that into my playing and with the flamenco background that I have. So
now, what sort of sent you in a flamenco guitar direction? What it is about that music?
Actually, I was living in Berkeley, California at the time, and Paco de Lucia, the famous flamenco guitarist from Spain, he played at the UC Berkeley, And when I saw him there, I was like, I got to learn that, you know? And it was funny because I wasn't playing music at the time. And I grew up playing guitar and drums, and I played drums in high school and playing clubs all over San Jose, California and everything. But then I stopped music altogether. I kind of just lost, interest. And then in the mid-90s or so, I saw the concert and I was like, I need to learn that, you know, get back into music, yeah. And, you know, run out of money, come back here. And then, you know, do the whole thing. So I think Kevin kind of started, you know, I don't know. What's your background, Kevin?
I originally started on a Tupperware.
Just banging on pots and pans
about
and
six
things?
Six or seven. Yeah, stools, anything I can, that sounded cool. But I studied for 8 years in Philadelphia, you know, percussion all, you know, drums, percussion, classical percussion. From there, I went on to pursue theater, you know, kind of music theater stuff. I was with a group for 18 years, performing all over the world and Broadway and yeah. America's Got Talent 2 years ago. So, yeah.
Wow.
Now,
you have some interesting things. It's like a voodoo necklace or something.
Yeah, this is just another shaker that I have here.
This is nut shaker.
Really?
Yeah. So, yeah, I have shakers on my right leg and bells on my left here and
man,
the necklace,
multitasking when you play there.
Yes, sir.
So Don Soledad will be performing this Sunday at the Pantherium right here on the campus of Florida Tech. And it's actually the newly renovated Pantherium because now we have seating. It's like stadium
nice.
Seating
really?
There.
Oh, wow.
It's beautiful. They're kind of like flagstone rocks along there. Along
so people
the wall.
Don't have to bring their chairs.
You don't
or anything,
have to bring the blankets and anything anymore. You can actually sit upright, you know, and
very
the weather
nice.
Looks to be beautiful this Sunday. And it's all free, so come out and you can see our new facility here on the campus of Florida Tech and see the new Pantherium, and the Don Soledad band will be performing this Sunday at 3 p.m. So we need to hear another song from the new album, Saluna.
Okay, we'll do this next one. It's sort of a ballad. Wrote it for my grandmother. She's sort of the strength of the family, you know, when she was alive, and it's called New Day. So, here it is. Thank you.
Don Soledad live on the radio here on WFIT with Kevin Kernecki playing the Peruvian box, I suppose, and a beautiful sound. Now, you guys play pretty regularly all over town, right?
Yeah, our local venue is usually Matt's Casbah. We've been there since 2007, I think, when they first opened up. And we play at Costa de Este, which is the Gloria Estefan's resort. We're there every Saturday. We're basically the house band.
Have you met her?
Yeah, we played for two parties for her, actually.
Really?
Yeah, for her family. It was her anniversary and her birthday party. So
Very nice.
Yeah, they're great people, Emilio and Gloria. So
now, if people want more information about your CDs, so Luna, how can they track that
right
down?
Now, they can purchase it directly on my website. It's donsoledad.com. But it's going to be on iTunes pretty soon and Amazon.com, like my first album. So
wonderful.
You can purchase there, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I want to thank you very much for performing today.
Thanks again,
Tom. It was a lot of fun. And thanks for, breaking in our new building here.
Yeah, we were the first musicians playing here, I guess.
You're the first ones.
Oh,
yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So it sounds really good. So thank you so much.
Great.
And again, if you would like more information on the Don Soledad Band, you can visit his website, donsoledad.com. Did
yeah.
I get that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. And Kevin, we want to thank you very much for coming in and fighting the illness and dropping by and performing here. So you got to leave us with another song here.
Okay, we'll do one actually from the first album. It's called Camino de Seda, which is the Silk Road. So a little upbeat here kind of thing.
Don Soledad on guitar, Kevin Kernecki on Peruvian percussion instrument. Thank you so much for coming in. You're listening to Soundwaves on WFIT 89.5 FM.